Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts health officials are taking steps they hope will improve mental health care. One part of the state's plan is a free helpline that people can call or text to get treatment. WBUR's Deborah Becker explains how it works.
Thank you for calling the Massachusetts Behavioral Helpline. This is Ashley speaking, resource and referral specialist. How can I help you?
In this simulated training call, Ashley Dakota, who answers the state's new behavioral health helpline, talks with a colleague pretending to be a caller.
I really am in need of some help, and I'm hoping that I can be seen today.
She tells Dakota she's hearing voices and feels worthless.
I don't even know if I want to be here. I don't really want to hurt myself, but I'm just tired of struggling with these voices.
Dakota reassures her their conversation is confidential unless a situation is dangerous.
I do need to inform you that we have an obligation to protect you or someone else if we learn of serious risk of harm.
To assess risk, Dakota asks questions about things such as history of violence. She then connects with a community behavioral health center, or CBHC, to get an immediate appointment, either at the center or at the caller's home.
I am going to call the CBHC now, so there will be a brief pause before we connect together.
Depending on the need, helpline staff members try to get patients an appointment quickly, in some cases the same day. After the appointment, the helpline also follows up, according to Sharon Hansen, CEO of the Mass Behavioral Health Partnership, which oversees the helpline.
Once you're connected, we will get off the call, but then we'll also call back to make sure you receive the services you need.
The helpline has fielded more than 6,000 calls since it started operating in January. In March, more than a quarter of the calls resulted in a referral to an appointment. Anyone can call, regardless of insurance, and there is no cost. The state expects it will spend $18.5 million a year operating the helpline. State Department of Mental Health Commissioner Brooke Doyle says the helpline connects people with whatever service is appropriate, perhaps seeing a private provider, finding substance use treatment, or getting emergency assistance.
Think of the helpline as quite literally that front door into the network of treatment.
The helpline was put in motion by the Baker administration as part of its so-called Roadmap for Behavioral Health Reform. That's a comprehensive plan to improve mental health care throughout the state. The helpline operates in 200 languages, takes texts, and has an online chat function. Doyle says confidentiality is important, but 911 would be contacted if helpline workers believe there's an immediate danger. A main goal of the helpline, she says, is to make it easier to navigate the treatment system to prevent crises and relieve hospital emergency departments.
People were going to emergency departments as first-line responses when they needed help getting into treatment. That because outpatient community-based treatment options were confusing and hard to enter, that sometimes people waited too long.
There are questions, though, about whether there are enough mental health professionals to provide treatment quickly. While reviews of the helpline so far are mostly positive, some advocates say the nationwide shortage of behavioral health care workers can cause delays. Pam Sager is with the Parent Professional Advocacy League, which works toward improving mental health care for children and families.
I think those warm handoffs, while that's the goal, they're still struggling to really make good connections for families. Families are waiting a long time to get therapists and other providers.
Sager acknowledges that the helpline and the roadmap just launched, and this is the beginning of what will likely be a long journey toward improved mental health care. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.